Dave, here at this Emerging Issues Forum being held in Nebraska, you talked a little bit about the challenges or opportunities in terms of the business side of ethanol here. Tell me a little bit about the message you had for this group.
Well, I think the main thing is that we continue to believe that the industry is solid. The industry has opportunities. We are experiencing a bump in the road with the higher corn prices and depressed ethanol prices. However, we have seen this probably every 4 to 5 years in the grain markets that when there is a bit of a shortage in either wheat, corn, or soybeans, it kind of picks up all the crops and increases the value. And we hope that right now the farmers will step up to the opportunity. They'll increase production of wheat and soybeans, and that should balance out the corn crops also.
Well, looking at the companies and organizations that have invested or are looking still to complete a plant, you mentioned one of the things I thought was interesting was the lending community and kind of where we're at right now with the support or maybe lack of there. Where do you see that, or what role is that going to play as we move forward?
Well, I think what you're seeing is the lending community is more of what I would call a reactionary group. When they see something that's not profitable today, they immediately run and go do something else. The same thing we're seeing in the housing right now, because of some poor planning and poor loans, the housing industry is struggling when in fact the economy is not struggling, and because of that we're having the lenders run from housing. And right now we've got tight margins in a commodity business that 2 years from now will be great, and 2 years ago was great. So a little bit more long-term thinking by the lending would definitely help our industry and other industries.
Well, and I liked your analogy with farming, since this is a commodity-based business, if you will, at this point, whether it's going to be with corn or as we look at even cellulose in the future. And so using that analogy, it's certainly up and down, right?
Yeah, it certainly is. We're seeing some of the highest-priced corn that we've had on record. However, it was interesting to look back to 1923, I believe, was the year when corn hit $2.50 in 2008 dollars, that's $7.50 corn. So it isn't that we haven't experienced things like this before in shortages of crops. That we really, to be real honest with you, we do not have a shortage of corn. We're projecting a 1.5 billion bushel carryout in corn this year, which says that usually is low to moderate pricing. But when we have all of the discontent in New York with the stock market, we've got a lot of funds that are coming into the commodity market because that's where they see profitability in trading commodities, and that has probably affected our industry more than supply-demand.
What would you most like to see happen for the benefit of helping continue to grow this industry as we move forward?
Well, I think this industry, what it really needs is a long-term strategy from Washington. If we want renewable industry, they want a 36 billion gallon RFS by 2022. We really have to be saying, how do we get there from here, and what has to happen in 2009, 10, 11, 12 if we're going to get there? And some of the things that I mentioned in the talk today, we're 17 years away from 2022, plus minus. It takes 17 years to turn the fleet of cars over. We can't wait until 2021 to say, I think we need flex fuel vehicles. We have the technology today. Ford, Chrysler, and GM all can make flex fuel vehicle cars. we should be saying we need flex fuel vehicle cars to make sure that we have the option down the road when the time comes. You know, if we don't have flex enough renewable available, they'll run on gas. But a gas vehicle won't run on E85. And we're not doing a very good job of opening up options.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time. Appreciate having you here today, Dave, at the Emerging Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.